Did Sauron know about Aragorn? Did he even know or suspect that there was an heir to Isildur out there somewhere? Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. If you like theories, background, history and lore about The Lord of the Rings, A Song of Ice and Fire and The Witcher, then this is the channel for you. Welcome. At the end of The Lord of the Rings, Sauron became so obsessed with the idea of Aragorn, the heir of Isildur and Elendil, having the ring and challenging him, that he marched his entire army out to confront him outside the Black Gate of Mordor. It was one of the crucial moments in the entire story, for without that, Frodo and Sam probably wouldn't have made it across the Plain of Gorgoroth. But did Sauron always know about Aragorn? Or, if not, did he suspect something? Was it all a huge surprise to him when Aragorn finally appeared on the scene? Well, let's start by going way back in time to understand Sauron's obsession with this line of human rulers. And we need to go back to midway through the Second Age and Numenor. When Sauron's original plan to conquer the world, distributing the Rings of Power to the elves, then controlling them through the Master Ring, went wrong, he decided to throw subtlety to the wind and just invade. And for a while that went well for him. He pushed up through what we now know as the Gap of Rohan and into Eriador. Eregion was defeated and the elves scattered. The dwarves shut themselves into Khazad Dûm. He pushed on westwards and reached as far as the Grey Havens before the Numenoreans suddenly appeared in massive numbers. Sauron's forces were routed and pushed back all the way to Mordor. He survived there, but vowed vengeance on the Numenoreans. When, centuries later, Sauron went to Numenor, first in chains, then working his way to a position of influence, it was out of an anger and a desire for vengeance against Numenor. It was Elendil and Isildur who opposed him personally there. And when Numenor was destroyed and Sauron's body destroyed, Elendil and Isildur survived and built kingdoms opposed to Sauron on Middle-earth. So now Sauron's general hatred of the Numenoreans had a focus on Elendil and his heirs. And of course, when Sauron tried again to invade Middle-earth, it was Elendil, along with Gil-galad, who led the opposition, and Isildur who cut the ring from his hand. There followed into the Third Age a long period of Sauron recovering and recuperating in Dol Guldur, and having to watch from afar as the descendants of Elendil built two great kingdoms, Arnor and Gondor, that spanned much of Middle-earth and grew in glory and power. During this time, Sauron was very aware of those descendants. At which point, we should probably remind ourselves that although to us 1,000 years may seem like a long time, to the immortal Sauron, who could hold a grudge like the worst of them, it was nothing. He had to have revenge on that line of kings. Sure enough, the activities of the Witch King of Angmar during this time were actively directed against those descendants, and the Witch King was obviously working for Sauron. The Northern Kingdom was divided and conquered, the Southern Kingdom was weakened, and their line of kings, descended from Elendil through Anarion, Isildur's brother, was ended when King Eanor rather foolishly accepted a challenge of single combat from the Witch King in Minas Morgul, and was never seen again. Gondor, as we know, then effectively gave up on the idea of having a king, instead having a hereditary steward ruling and waiting for the return of the king, a wait that lasted nearly 1,000 years. Sauron obviously knew about that, and I'm sure gained some evil satisfaction over it. But what did he know about what happened in the north, and what happened to the line of Isildur? Because this is where it gets a bit more complicated. The Witch King had, over centuries, broken apart and destroyed the Kingdom of Arnor, until the last few remnants, including Arvedui, the last king of Arthedain, the heart of Arnor and the heir of Isildur, and his sons were on the run. Some went to stay with Círdan, and others, including the king, hid for a time in the North Downs, then in some abandoned dwarf mines in the Blue Mountains, and eventually far north, seeking the aid of the Lossoth, effectively near the North Pole of Middle-earth. Círdan sent a ship to their aid, which Arvedui took, and it was destroyed by a blast of wind from the north, perhaps sent by the Witch King or Sauron himself. The last king was dead. Sauron will have known that. But what of Arvedui's heirs? Were they on board that ship? Well, it turns out that Arvedui's son Arnarth wasn't. He appeared in the Battle of Fornost when the elves and Gondor got their acts together and finally forced the Witch King to flee, but there wasn't much of a kingdom left after that, infrastructure or even people. So although he, Arranarth, claimed the lineage of Elendil, Isildur and Anarion through his mother Firiel, who probably should have become Queen of Gondor in her own right but was passed over, and the theoretical title of High King of Arnor and Gondor, Arranarth, in practice, set all of that to one side and instead used the title Chieftain of the Dúnedain. And he went to ground. He sent his son to be fostered by Elrond in Rivendell, a practice which was to survive through to Aragorn's time, leaving the trappings and heirlooms of his line there too, and took to the wild, protecting the lands that he had been born to rule against whatever evil creatures roamed there now. And that situation carried on for 900 years or so. Heir after heir was raised at Rivendell, told of their inheritance when the time was right, and went out into the wild to serve their time protecting the land. None of them ever declared themselves. It seems likely that none of them even told normal folk their true name. Note how Aragorn goes by a number of different names in different parts of the world. Strider in the north, Thorongil in Gondor, and so on. And their home base, such as it was Rivendell, protected from Sauron's prying eyes by Elrond's magic and that of his Ring of Power. So, 900 years with no news, no one claiming the throne of Gondor, trying to re-establish the kingdom of Arnor, or even claiming to be from the line of northern kings. Sauron will have known there was a loose thread there with the disappearance of Arranarth, but must have assumed that the line had ended somewhere along the way. He didn't know, but he always assumed that people would try to get power when they were able, so why on earth wouldn't an heir of Isildur? Not that Sauron took this for granted. As we noted earlier, he was a bit obsessed by the idea of Elendil's heirs, given their history. So he kept on low-key looking, not really sure what or who he was looking for, but wary. As we read in the appendices to The Lord of the Rings, "Then Aragorn, being now the heir of Isildur, was taken with his mother to dwell in the house of Elrond. And Elrond took the place of his father and came to love him as a son of his own. But he was called Estel, that is, Hope, and his true name and lineage were kept secret at the bidding of Elrond, for the wise then knew that the enemy was seeking to discover the heir of Isildur, if any remained upon earth." Aragorn himself tells the hobbits that he had several times evaded the enemy's forces, so it seems clear that by the beginning of The Lord of the Rings, Sauron simply didn't know if there were any heirs of Isildur left, much less that it was Aragorn he was looking for. Given the 900 years, it was a reasonable assumption that there wasn't anyone, but still he kept on looking, just in case. And then Aragorn forced the issue. He had, little by little through the story, let the mask slip. The movies make it seem as if he was reluctant to claim his inheritance, but that's not what happened in the books. It was just that the time was now right. He revealed his true name to the hobbits, faced the Nazgûl, recounted his inheritance to the various attendees of the Council of Elrond, Éomer, and the Rohirrim, and then finally showed his face to Sauron through the Orthanc stone. Not only that, but he showed him the reforged sword that had once cut the ring from Sauron's finger and claimed his titles and inheritance. Afterwards, he tells his friends that, "To know that I lived and walked the earth was a blow to his heart, I deem, for he knew it not till now. But Sauron has not forgotten Isildur and the sword of Elendil. Now, in the very hour of his great designs, the heir of Isildur and the sword are revealed. For I showed the blade reforged to him. He is not so mighty yet that he is above fear. Nay, doubt ever gnaws him." This is insightful of Aragorn. The thing driving Sauron all that time was fear. Yes, he hated the Numenoreans and Elendil and Isildur for what they had done and what they represented to him, but the primary emotion here was fear. They had defeated him before when he had thought he could not be defeated, and now Sauron once more thought he was on the verge of victory. Arnor had been defeated, Gondor much weakened, the elves leaving Middle-earth, the dwarves cast out of homeland after homeland. Who could oppose him? The same nemesis that had opposed him before. Aragorn not only revealed himself and goaded Sauron with the reforged mythical sword Andúril, but stood firm in the Battle of Wills through the Palantir. He was a strong opponent, exactly what Sauron had been secretly fearing all those years. Perhaps Sauron, as a Maiar, also saw some hint of the future here, that his fate was inextricably bound up with the heir of Isildur. Perhaps that was what kept him hunting for him for 900 years, doubt that ever gnawed at him. Did Sauron know about Aragorn before the Lord of the Rings? No, but he feared him nonetheless. If you'd like to see more Lord of the Rings videos, please click on the link appearing now on the left of your screen. Or to support this channel, thank you. The best way to do that is via Patreon. There's a link now on the right of your screen. That's all for this time. Thanks for watching. I'll see you again soon.